Oh, hold on, don't start. Okay. We are on.
In the middle of Gimlin, huh?
Yeah.
256?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're up Gimel. Gimel page Simon Reish Tezvav Sif Gimel. Right, so we'll start that again. Right, so we had started that. We didn't do Yadal. Okay. Ahad ein on amen achar tinok. When we say not answer amen after a kid, dafka b'shah shalomed ha-brachas lifnei rabo. That's if he's practicing the brachas in front of his Rebbe. Shemotr l'lamer l'tinokos ha-brachas k'siknon api shem avarchan l'vatala. Even though these are all bracha l'vatalas, right, because they're not doing whatever they're making the bracha on, but they're learning how to make the bracha. B'shah salimud, right? So that's, you can't answer amen to that. If they're actually making a bayir pri hagafen on grape juice, right? So given to bnei chinuch, since they're bnei chinuch, so you can answer amen. Right? So when they make the haftarah, so you can answer amen to a kid's bracha, assuming, as he says, they are bnei chinuch. So okay, so we saw Yigim yesterday. Shalom, Eid Rots Lomer. The ain shayach lomer amen la ames l'kaim is divraham avarach achari. The ain shame bracha love. It's not considered a bracha. So therefore, what are you affirming if you are not properly saying a bracha? Yidalad levatala. So Ratzlomer shalomed harav imam a brach shalom bezman. Right, he's teaching them the brachas. Right, in the middle of morning seder and the cheder, he's teaching them how to make the bracha on the lulav. Right, so. Afilo achi mutl haskar shem Hashem, right? They can say Hashem's name then. Afilo rav yochel haskar shem k'day l'lamed l'hatino ha-brachos. And even the Rebbe can go ahead and say Hashem's name in order to teach them how to do the brachos properly. Right? Shere al-kor ha-chan tzrich l'mod imam k'day l'chantchem b'lim ha-tor v'kiyim ha-mitzvos. U'chemod d'chsev l'im ha-atem u'sam ez b'neichem. Right? So, again, this is what we said yesterday. It's, for all those bar mitzvah teachers who teach him to say Hashem, and a lot of them do it for leaning also. So I was shocked, actually, right? Not just for the brachas, but when they're reading the psukim.
That's a bigger problem,
right? Right? So that is even a bigger problem, why not only is they're going to mess it up, but Rav Moshe says when you say Hashem's name in the middle of a pasuk, right, if you're reading a whole pasuk, right, you say Hashem's name, you are violating the rule of kol pasuk lo paskina motion on lo paskina. Any rule that that you have to have to say a whole pasuk at a time. And if you're saying vayidaber Hashem, right, and then you go el Moshe leimar, so you're saying basically one word vayidaber Hashem is nothing, right? El Moshe leimar, you're splitting a pasuk, and you're not allowed to do that. So you have to say the shame properly. You have to say a whole pasuk at a time. Right, okay, so the heterim to recite part of a pasuk if you're, for Rebbeim, right? But to teach, the laning, and certainly to teach brachos, without using the proper shame, Mishbura does not look kindly at that.
What I understand, what do the Rebbeis do?
No, the Rebbeis are fine. Baruch Ato Ado.
They're attaching Chumash.
Oh, so they're allowed to split a pasuk if, Bereish is in the beginning, or how do you say it in Yiddish, Dovi? You never had, right?
Gosh. Nope.
Oh.
I was not the Yiddish track.
Oh, okay. Your brothers had the Yiddish track.
Could
some
be.
Of them. Okay. Okay. Right. So, but the Taitz Bereish is in the beginning, Baruch Elokim Hashem created.
So it's not a
right.
pasuk anyway.
So they're, whatever, they're split up psukim, right? Because they don't have a choice. It's the only way they can teach it, right? But regular person teaching a kid to say a pasuk, to lane, he should be doing whole psukim. Okay? So then he says, V'dafki matinok mutil haskus Hashem. It's only with the kid. Ava gadol b'shosh shlomit ha-brach b'gemar omer b'loz karas Hashem. Right? An adult should not say the psukim, right, with Hashem's name. Right? Let's say, the Gemara and Brachas will say that on this particular food you make a, Baruch Hashem, Bari Pri Adama, right? You shouldn't say the full Bracha. Barakish Shalom and Hapsukim and Iskar and Betamah Shalom and Kimo Shem Ksum Imaskar Hashem. If you are quoting, if they're quoting Psukim, Right? So again, that's the whole question, whether you're allowed to say, if it's only a half a pasuk that the Gemara quotes, should you say that with Hashem's name? Right? So that's why all the new Gemaras have the the full psukim. So if you're saying a pasuk with Hashem's name, you can say the whole pasuk. Right? But they bring down, I think it's Chassam Sofer, that if a person is mesupik, if he made a bracha, right, let's say he didn't remember if he made a bari priyot on something. So we can just read the sugya in the Mishnah. It says, and al priyot omer baruch ata Hashem al kemachal and bari priyot. Right? He can say the bracha of Hashem machos, and like he's just reading the Gemara. Right? Okay. Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to promote that over here. Right, he says when you say the psukim, when you say the brachas in the Gemara, you should not be, right. But again, maybe that, again, that's assuming you don't need to be yotze with them, right?
So if you're saying a Devar Torah with any quotes a pasuk, you should say in the full pasuk you should say Hashem's name.
Yes, ideally when you're quoting a pasuk, you should quote the whole pasuk and you say with Hashem's name. It'll freak people out, but that's the better thing to do.
So the Mitzvah reads it again, again, again.
That's okay. Yeah. If he's learning it, so he can repeat it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he says in Tezvav, Lifter, right? But if they're saying Brach for themselves, going Shem Varcha Brachas Bizman on Derech Chinuch. But if they're, you know, practicing and the Rebbe gives them all an apple and he says, okay, everybody, let's go make a bari priya eitz. So you can answer, amen. To b'nei chinuch ein mash medal brach shem b'varach al achila u'chehai gav nekodim shegi l'chinuch ein lanos amen alav. Right? Sounds like you should not answer amen to any bracha, right, if they're not a bar chinuch. So what's the age of chinuch? So they bring down, right, the usual is if they know to who they're making a bracha to. Right, so brings down, you know, some say it's 6, 7, obviously it could be younger. Right now there's a twofold issue. So I remember me and Dovi's father had a discussion about this where I was quoting Mishnah Berurah and he was saying that no, Rabbi Katz said I should answer amen to brachas. I said, well, then not supposed to answer amen if they don't know who they're making a bracha to. So I said, for example, this is right probably early on, I said, let's ask Shani if she knows. She was 5 years old at the time.
3 years older than me.
Right? So she was like 5 years old at the time. I said, okay. And she was making brachas because every kid makes brachas. By the time they're 3 years old, they're already, you know, already attuned to do it. I said, okay, who are you making the bracha to? I don't know. I said, you see? They don't even know who they're making their brachas to. Right? Nonetheless, he said that his Rav told him he should answer amen. Shlomo Zalman says you should answer amen. You know, meaning there is an inyan of chinuch. I mean, that's the argument. There's an inyan of chinuch, so they know, you know, that people, you're supposed to answer amen. So if they say a bracha, you don't answer amen, they think that you're doing something wrong or that their bracha is maybe a problem. Right? But different eitzes, so one eitzes or Shlomo Zalman just say amen. Leave out the nun, right? Another eitza is every time they make a bracha, a little more complicated, you just say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen, and then by the time they're done with their bracha, you can say V'Amen, right?
That's really timing.
Well, I guess you can get into a rhythm to do that, right? But the Mishnah, the Pashas in the Mishnah Berurah is that you don't answer Amen to a kid's bracha who's not Baruch Hinuch, who doesn't know who he's answering Amen to, because it's not a bracha, and we don't like to answer Amen, just like for... those sheets hold that an apikiris should be answered amen or bracha levatala, right? There are all sorts of discussions what constitutes a bracha levatala, right? We had the case where the man who probably had Alzheimer's didn't remember if he made a bracha, kept on making, you know, every time he took another sip, he just made another shakal. Didn't remember that he made one before. And the question is, can you answer amen? Because, you know, he's sitting there and goes, no one answering amen to my bracha. Right? So is there a bracha levatala? So the shock is that if he thinks he's making a proper bracha, right, and according to him he didn't make another bracha, so there's some inyan to it, then you can answer amen, right? If it's a real bracha levatala, right, then, you know, like the guy made the bracha, but he knew that he made one before, he just totally, you know, messed up, and as soon as he finished, he realized, you know, whatever, right? So then you can answer on me. So again, same with the kid. So this is a machlokas, right? Machlokas achronim, me and his father, right? But
it's not like a shota.
It goes back much before us, right? But the Mishnah Berurah, I was just quoting the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't answer amen.
If the person has Alzheimer's, or they're just saying it over and over again, that's their bardas, is that?
It depends. You see, so with people with Alzheimer's, so they have different levels of cognition. At, you know, they know they made a bracha, right? So if you don't answer amen, you know, and they can say, repeat the words, right? Again, different levels of... you know, sometimes, you know, at a certain point, they can't even say a bracha. They don't even, the words don't even come out of their mouth. But sometimes it does in, you know, early stages or whatever. Anyway, so that's the issue with answering amen for kids, right? Dovi, you'll have to deal with it however you want to deal with it.
2-year-old says, say amen. I mean, at that point in time, you've done the whole bracha. You're just saying amen, stop.
So... No, I'm saying, but whether you answer amen or not, or amen or whatever, or like we used to do, is that someone would say bracha, and we say, okay, good job.
Right.
So, you know, they get distracted, you didn't answer amen.
But then they get upset. How can they say amen?
At a certain point, they will reach that point. So then you start teaching them who they're making brachas to get them at the age of pinnach. Okay, anyway, that's the halach here. So he says, Yedzayin Shomer Haftorah, Ratzlomer She'oz Karim B'Torah V'Nevi'im M'Mavarach L'Vneim L'Acharim B'Tzarech Lanos Amen Aleihem. So they have to answer Amen, right? The kid gets an aliyah, right? He's 12 years old, right? He's going to read Haftorah, so he definitely can answer Amen to his brachas. Okay, Yed Dalad, right? 256. Kol M'Mavarach Brachas She'en Etzricha Harezen Nosa Shem Shemayim L'Shav. So he says, you make a bracha shein etzricha. So the different types of bracha shein etzricha, see which one he's referring to here. Parehu kinishba lashav. It's like he is swearing falsely. V'yasser, or not falsely, but for no reason. Right? You know, a shvua shav, the example of shvua shav is, I take a shvua that a chair is a chair. Right? Or a chair is a table. I mean, things that are just, you know, as opposed to doing a shvua that I will do something or not do something, you do it or you don't do it. Right, but this is Shavua Shav. Be'asr lanos achrav amen, and after a bracha shein tzricha, you don't answer amen. Okay, so let's see what his case is. So bracha yirchas, bracha shein tzricha, kon shemavarach p'soch asud al dvarim, sheniftaru kvar aydei birchas hamotzi. So again, it's not a wrong bracha. You go ahead, and you know, you're having your meal, and then you pick up your mashed potatoes, and you make a bar priyadama. Now it's covered by your hamotzi, and there's no basis to make that bracha. It's covered by the hamotzi. So it's a bracha shein etzricha. So this is a bad type bracha shein etzricha. Right? There are different types of bracha shein etzrichas. Right? A bracha shein etzricha, the case we always talk about, standing in line for washing for Shal Shudas, and you go ahead and you make a bracha on a potato chip, not a potato chip, you make a bracha on a carrot stick while you're waiting in line because, you know, you can't wait the 45 seconds till you wash and have your hamotzi cover it. So that's also a bracha shein etzricha. You didn't need to do it, but lamaisa, since you're eating a carrot, you need to make the bracha on the carrot. So it's an unnecessary bracha, one that you didn't have to make, but since you did the action, it's a valid bracha.
Why did you switch from potato chip?
What?
Why didn't you want to use potato chip?
Because potato chips for some people is covered by the hamotzi, for other people it's not covered by the hamotzi. Okay. If your shal shudas is just, you know, potato chips and challah. So, as we said, that's your meal. So, again, it's a different types of, you know, different cases. As mentioned, that the Mishnah Berurah is the whole reason why we make Kiddush in the rain on Sukkos, the first night, right, in the Sukkah, in the rain, and don't wait to, you know, come back when the rain stops, right, go make Kiddush at your tables, because you're going to have to make a second Shechianu. He says, we try to avoid making a second in bracha. If we don't need to, it's a bracha shein etzricha, since I could do it in the rain, right? I don't need to add a separate shechianu, right? So again, that's a different bracha shein etzricha. It's not as strong, right? But a bracha shein etzricha, you make a bracha that you don't need. Now, let's say the other case. You know, a person goes, drink something, And then he walks outside, right, whatever, he's outside for 5 minutes, comes back in, needs to make another bracha. Unless he keeps on doing this, so he gets a lot of brachas. Does a bracha shein tzrichas. Now, he does need to make a new bracha every time he does it, but he's creating the situation of a bracha shein tzricha, right? He does need to do it, so we discourage that strongly. And we do say that if it's to avoid a suffix, then it's okay. Right, so that's one level of bracha shein tzricha, where you make the bracha and you need to make the bracha, but there are ways that you could have avoided having to make that bracha, and that's what you should have done. As opposed to the case here where there's no base at all to make a bari pri adama, right, on your mashed potatoes during your meal, right, because it's covered by your moti. Zuha bracha shlo tzarchi klaz, no base at all. The yod, kasua poskim dafi, so that's the classic case. Dafilim actually have bracha lavatala, right, even if it's not a bracha lavatala, this is the case we're talking about before, could go in gam kenhi lefam bachal bracha shen tzricha, it's also considered part of a bracha shen tzricha. He's on his way to go wash and make a motzi. And he jumps the gun and starts eating something that he's going to have in his meal, which would be covered by the hamotzi if he would have waited a minute. Right? Gamze aser. It's considered aser to do this. That gorim bracha shein etzricha. You are causing a bracha shein etzricha. Now again, this is only if you're not doing it to avoid a suffix. If you're doing it to avoid a suffix, it's okay. The kolshkin a mafsik ben a bracha liasiya, the gorim shin ispatel a bracha rishon the gamrei. If you talk between, let's say, you know, you made your alantilas lulav and then you talked about something else, right? So that's a kills your bracha, and now you have to make a new one. But vadi also, it's also to do that because you're causing a bracha to make a new bracha that you didn't need to do.
You're saying
about the
usher to say amen, or
about the
usher to do that?
It's usher to do that, to go trigger, right? Well, first of all, you're killing your first bracha,
right.
But you say, okay, so I'll make a new bracha, right? So you can't do that either.
So you can't say amen on the second bracha?
No, you can say amen on the second.
You could say.
Now, he's telling you these are bracha shein tzrichas. So you can answer amen to all those where you have to make the bracha. But now he's not telling you what to do with this yet, right? He's just saying there are two types of bracha shein tzricha. There's the bracha shein tzricha that is, you know, a bracha levatala, and then there's the one that was unnecessarily caused, that you shouldn't have done it, right? But in life, so you did it, and now you need to make a new bracha. Right, so those are the different categories. Right. So what he says over there is that a person should not get to Mea Brachas by doing Brachas Shein Tzrichas. Don't walk in and out of your house 20 times and make 20 Brachas every time you walk back into your house.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. Why is it a Brachas Shein Tzrichas? If you had to go outside.
We're not talking you had to go outside.
You're making yourself.
You're talking to yourself, I need to get 20 more Brachas on Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, whatever, you're going to summon, whatever. But let's say Shabbos, you want to get 20 more brachas, you take your drink, right? And you walk outside, come back, take another drink, walk outside, come back, take another drink, right? Now, you don't need to go outside. You're just doing it to get more brachas.
Well, don't we do something similar when we have this back-to-back, the first Suda and Shal Suda?
So that's why we tell everyone to make a significant break. Either go around the block, take a half hour of time. We try to avoid that bracha shein tzricha. That's exactly why that happens. You know, let's say Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So we tell you got to start your second Suda, but you got to have some break between them, you know, where you're some delay so that you don't create a bracha shein tzricha, because it would be a total bracha shein tzricha. You're benching just so you can wash and make a motzi again, right? To bench again. That's all bracha shein tzricha if you don't have any delay between them. Okay? Shmuel, you're diving tonight, right?
Hopefully.
Okay. Yid test, lashav. Right? It would be a bracha that's lashav. Ratzom avshu mevarech seder nuscha bracha b'derech hodav v'shavach. Kivin shein etzricha mekoshkim hisker shem hashem levatola chas v'shalom. Meaning you're saying a bracha, so it's not such a, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem, that, you know, Shakol Nieh Bidvaro, that everything he says, you know, happens. So what's wrong with that? It's a nice praise. The answer is that Chazal didn't want you to be saying that unless you are eating a shahakol product, right? And he says, and certainly if you just say Hashem's name, Levatol, that's a violation. But Lav Dafka Shem Shel Arba Osios doesn't have to just be Yudke Vavke. Uden Shari Shemos Gamkin B'chal Isrzeh. Other Shemos of Hashem are included in this as well. V'udenim Hotzi Hashem B'lashen Laz Levatol, right? Even saying it B'lashen Laz, meaning, right? Saying, you know, right, he always brings down, right, Mishpur brought down before saying Got, right? So you shouldn't stop be saying that unless there's some reason to do so. Okay, so again, it's so we're still just talking about the, were you saying a bracha levatala, right? You shouldn't have said the bracha at all. And Kasveli Rabbi Shem Sefer Chassidim im Tishma Shechavercha Masker Hashem Alti kan stoch the var of loymar aseli kafa kach, right? Ideas that you stoch the shema devaracha. Don't stop a guy when he just started a bracha. Yata garm shot the shem shema levatala. You're going to confuse him, and he may just say the shem levatala. Avlim tish mash chaverach hisker shem Hashem lekalas chavero. Okay, oz tafsik the var of kiyachta kishigal. Right? Don't let him, if he's about to say Hashem's name in terms of a curse. Okay, that you can stop him.
So what's the first case?
He's saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, and you say, oh, you know, come here and help me with the food. Help me bring the food to the table. Right? No, don't be bothering him in the middle of his bracha. Right? Let him finish it up.
But at the end of this part, it was not it's just talking about Shem Hashem B'Shav, as opposed to, it's not talking about Ami.
No, this is right. This is just talking about, right? Because right now, we're just saying Harez HaNos Hashem Shemayim L'Shav. We haven't gotten to the Yasser Lanos Amen part. Because again, there are two types of brachas. If you're two types of bracha of bracha shein tzrichas, and as we said, the second one, where you shouldn't have done it because you made a bracha that you didn't need to do, you could have you know, avoided it if you would have waited a couple of minutes, right? But the mice of the guy didn't wait, and he made a bracha. It's a good bracha. He needs to make that bracha. He's going to eat that carrot stick on the way to, while he's waiting to wash. He does need to make a bracha. He shouldn't be doing that. But, you know, you can answer on me. So he says, Kinishba Lashav. So it's like the, it's like swearing in Lashav for no reason. Hu Lashon Rabba Makar Madis B'Gamar Kol HaMavarach Baruch Shein Etzricha Mishum Lo Sisa Eshem. Right? You violate Lo Sisa. Mikol Malkam Daskan Mishum Deikra Yisrael Midrabban. It's only Midrabban. Kivin Chihu Mazkiro B'Bracha Derach Shevach V'Hoda. Right? He is saying it in a bracha form across Machtab Alma. Avlimhu maskiru la Hashem chas v'sham levatol below bracha. But if he just says Hashem's name in vain, so to speak, l'kuli alma yeshbo iser Torah shu over amitzah sei des Hashem l'kachatira shu azhar l'motzi shem shemayim levatol k'dis b'tmur daf dalet. Right, I remember listening to Moshe Shapiro, Shoron of Racha. So he's given one of his Minchas Chinuch shares on a Friday, and he started quoting. He says, you know, if you make a bracha levatala, right, you violate lo sisa. He says, where is that? So everyone quotes his tosis and daf dalet. He says, show me. There's no such tosis anywhere, you know, in daf dalet or anywhere else. I just remember him doing this whole thing. And he was basically saying what we said over here, that saying Hashem's name in a bracha is not lo sisa. You are saying a praise of Hashem. That's not taking his name. You know, you are saying Baruch Atah Hashem, that he's, you know, Borei Pri Ha'etz, Borei Pri Adama. He is this and he is that. There are his praises, right? The Issur D'oraisa of Lo Sisa is only if you're just saying Hashem's name for no purpose, right?
So Baruch Levatala is not D'oraisa.
Well, according to Tosis. We call Malkam Bein L'dasa Rambam, Bein L'shari Poskim, Mistapik Lo Eza Baruch Yim Baruch Alo. Right, if he's mesupik on the bracha, right, the Rambam held, right, that you violated for, right, you violated for anything, right, right. But he says that according to the Rambam, right, because the Rambam says you make a bracha shein tzrichos nishba l'shav, Tosfos says it's at best the Rabbanon, right. But according to either of them, if you're mesupik, whether you made a bracha. Im hu davar shu daraisa, chozim mevarach, if it's a daraisa, you have to make a new bracha, okay, it's benching. Im or birchas Torah pasuk, im hu drabban, lo yachzer v'yavarach, you don't. Mashri kam achram d'issi yesh b'davar lachzer l'varach. All right, that to go ahead stam, that if you make a bracha, right, let's say you have an isser, whatever, suffolk on a bracha, drabbanon, it would be usher to go ahead and to repeat that bracha. Once we said not to say it, so it's an isser drabbanon to go ahead and say that bracha again, right? Generally, isser drabbanon going to tosis. Kasvachram, defil yesh, suf, svek, svek, al hatzach bracha, and suffolk, achal kazayas alov, imtim slumalay achal, shem halachal, dalberi, afil pachma kazayas mevarchin. Right, so we say svek sveka even on a on suffik brachas, we will say svek sveka still suffik brachas lahaka. Right, I don't know if I had a shear. I ate a whole, let's say, eight raisins. I ate 10 raisins. So I don't know that I had a kezias. No bracha corona, but maybe. Even if I didn't eat a kezias, but I might have eaten a kezias, but there's also, maybe there are beria, right? And so he brings down that not maybe they're a beria, but they are a beria, and maybe the halacha is that a beria. You also have to make a bracha achrona. So you have A with maybe a kezias, and B, maybe halacha is you're supposed to make a bracha achrona on beria. So I'm throwing you another one, maybe, you know, suffix whether it was a beria or not. Okay, in all those cases, nonetheless, suffik brachas hakol is no matter how many sveikas you throw in there, it's not going to allow you to make the bracha. And then he says, "Aser lanos acharav," and you can't answer. Amin. Lo adav mitinuk shemaskar shem derech limudo. It's just not a bracha. The loss us iser baskar also, right? The person, the kid who's saying the bracha, he didn't do any iser. Afil hakay in lanos amin acharav de ain shem bracha Allah. Right, we say by the kid who didn't do anything wrong, not to answer. I mean, certainly this person did an itzer. He's moti shem shemaim levatala by doing so. Okay, let's see this one. Beralacha v'aser lan losacharav. Amen. I am ishibru mikol makom niradim echad noy keesedaya v'osedei lahutchul gamri na poskim. Let's say the guy has some base for his bracha. You go mishim avarach baruch ato Hashem chayol right for burning fashos. Avshimin had din ain mechuyev lanos lev amen. You don't have to answer. The suffik amen lekula, because suffik amen is also the kula. Yikom makam ain iser im ona lef. He's got some basis for what he's doing, right? There's no iser in answering. Kmoshkal prima gadim bo salv. Dain bo chashash de lo sisa. Let me see if he says here. Okay, he doesn't. Right, but lemaisa, if a guy makes the bracha on the carrots before he shalshedes, you should answer amen because he shouldn't have done it, but he needs to make a bracha if he makes those carrots. So, okay, Shmuel, just check to see if your guy is.